Now, Deputy Attorney General and Minister of Justice Dr. Dominic Anyine says the failure to make November 7 election day is that of strategic convenience and not the spirit of the bill. He spoke to Radio Ghana's Augustus Okwe after the voting on the amendment by Parliament.
To be honest, we did consultations, and the overwhelming consensus among the stakeholders was that November 7th is the appropriate date. But of course, you have certain stakeholders who are looking at the suitability of the date for purposes of the election. And I think what the minority did today in rejecting the amendment is not a rejection of the underlying rationale for tabling the bill. It is a rejection that is geared towards making sure that in organizing the elections, they have enough time to prepare themselves. Politically, they are here to represent their constituents, and it means that what they have done today represents the views of their constituents. And I think that that is the beauty of democracy, that they've been able to dissent from the position adopted by the government, a position that reflected the consensus of civil society and also of the major political parties in this country. But they have decided that it is not something that they want now. If you listen to the minority leader, he said if the bill could be passed and then deferred to apply or take effect in 2020, they would have supported it in principle. And so for me, the rejection of the bill is for strategic convenience, purposes of strategic political convenience.
Dominic Anyine said, moving forward, the AG is committed to reintroducing the amendment in the next parliament.
Well, I'm disappointed because the consensus that we built outside of parliament up to now, I thought that consensus would have translated into a vote for the bill. So to that extent, I'm disappointed.
Now, in moving ahead, are we going to side with the minority leader and introduce this again in the next parliament, or what are we going to see now?
Of course, you recall that this is a recommendation of the Constitutional Review Committee, a Constitutional Review Commission, which means that it is something that we need to implement in terms of the overall amendments or the overall reforms of our constitution. So definitely the Attorney General is committed to bringing this back to Parliament, to the next Parliament for consideration. I am sure at that time, there will be ample time for everyone to examine the bill and then support it for us to be able to pass it.
Deputy Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Dr. Dominic Anyine.